Cambridge 105 Radio.
They reckon there's been a pub, bar or tavern on my site for nearly 1,000 years.
Yes.
And the window, well, there's various variations of this. This is the one that I'm sticking to. It has to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, i.e. all the time. And allegedly, it was a little girl's bedroom.
Yes.
And she had the habit of sleeping with a lit candle beside her bed. Not a very sensible thing to do, because one day a strong wind blew the candle over. She was engulfed in flames and burnt horribly to death. Half the pub was burnt down. Legend has it, if ever that window is shut, three things may happen. One, you may hear the screams of the little girl burning to death. Not very pleasant, I'm sure you'll agree.
No.
Two, you might just catch a glimpse of her face at the closed window, scrabbling to get out. Again, not very pleasant. And three, it'll forecast there may be another fire in the pub. A few months ago, there was the doyen of Cambridge Guide in there, a lovely, lovely lady. She's been guiding for about 150 years, and she knows absolutely everything about Cambridge. She was in there with a group of visitors, just about to tell them the story of the open window, when she looked up. Shock, horror, what did she see? It was closed, and it was the first time in living memory that that window was closed. So bristling with indignation, she raced inside the pub, and there was a trainee manager in charge for the day, a rather callow youth. It was a cold, wet, miserable day, and he'd taken upon himself to go upstairs and shut that window.
Gosh.
So she, the little guide, gave him both barrels. Didn't shoot him with bullets, shot him with words. He tailed firmly between his legs, rapidly retreated upstairs, reopened the window. She came back to a group of visitors and said, do you now notice anything about that window? And it was during that period when it was closed, there was a fire in the basement of the Eagle. The cooling system had caught fire, and the fire had spread, or the smoke had spread right through the pub, but it hadn't caught fire. It caught a light, luckily.
Wow.
So you can believe that or not. It's also, they reckon, a condition of the lease of the pub that window should be open all the time.
Yeah, wow.
It's to allow, if you believe in this sort of thing, for the spirit of the little girl to go in and out of that room easily.
It is spooky, isn't it, the fact that when it was closed, something
yes.
like that.
Yes, exactly.
Happened.
Yes. And you can read what you like. It? Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yes, yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And also, that pub, now that was a sort of ancient ghost story from the Eagle, which is, if you are in the centre of Cambridge, if you're visiting the city, it's tucked away just round the back of the Market Square, isn't
yes, it?
That's,
it is.
That's where
yeah.
it is. It's,
yeah.
You can't, well, I suppose you could miss it, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Well,
but if you ask
yeah.
anyone there, they'll point you towards the Eagle. Worth going into. They've got a very good selection of ales as
yes,
well.
They have. Yes.
Although we didn't drink any.
No,
to
we
did. Tony,
of course
we,
not.
We
of
were.
Course not. No.
But the other story you told me, which was a more modern one in the Second World War, is if people are having a pint in the Eagle
yeah.
and they look up, quite an interesting ceiling in the bar there.
Yeah, that's the Royal Air Force Bar, and that came to prominence in the Second World War because British and American pilots would drink in that bar. What happened was we were hanging on for grim death in this country. We're talking about 1940, 1941. The Nazis under Hitler were trying to bomb us into oblivion. Then there was an event that started, I think, 7:30 a.m., 7th of December 1941, which completely changed the outcome of the Second World War. And that was the Americans came in. It was Pearl Harbor, which
yes.
encouraged our American friends to come into the war and apparently win it on our behalf.
Yes.
Us Brits never believe anything the Americans tell us, particularly at this moment in time. But to give credit where credit is due, Americans, in my experience, don't do things by halves. They came into the east of England, Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, Essex, parts of South Yorkshire, parts of Lincolnshire, and started building American bomber bases or adapting existing Royal Air Force bases. And they ended up with 100 bases in the east of England. Allied to that, in this area, we had a few of our fighter squadrons. What's the name of the most iconic British fighter plane?
633.
Who?
Yeah, 633. That was the
no. The actual fighter. The
oh,
name of the plane.
The plane. The Spitfire.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Spitfire.
Sorry, beg your pardon. No. I wasn't making myself very clear. The Spitfire and the very first squadron of Spitfires based in this country was based at Duxford.
Oh right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
you told me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was amazing. So just picture the scene: these young men in uniform, British and American air crew, drinking in that bar, the RAF bar. Blackouts at the windows because they were trying to conserve electricity and use candlelight. They were smoking heavily, something you wouldn't be allowed to do in there today. The young men's testosterone levels were floating ceiling height, still on the lookout for young girls to talk to. Some things don't change. Laughing, joking and singing. Then maybe the next day they would go away and not return. And what they started to do before going on the mission, they would put their squadron insignia on that ceiling with either candle, Zippo cigarette lighter, burnt cork, or indeed lipstick. I usually try to draw people's attention to the outline of a naked lady at one side of the bar.
Yes.
So just picture the scene, these young men in uniform lifting this naked lady up tight against the ceiling, and then very carefully and considerately going around the outline of her body, they thought with a candle, but I think it was lipstick. We know who she is because they've done a bit of research. Her name was Ethel. She was a sister of the landlord of the pub of the day, and she had a couple of nicknames. She was known as Ethel of the Eagle or Ethel the Ready on account of being a very friendly lady, but I couldn't possibly comment any further.